This whole process, you know, has been a dream come true, man. And, you know, I'm going to start off and say, you know, it's been a lot of hard work that's gone into it. And I'm so thankful for the Patriots calling to give me a chance to play football and pursue my dream in the NFL.
Can you describe your running style?
My running style is pretty, you know, pretty simple. You know, I'm not a blazer by any means. But, you know, I just get the ball and try to go there and do what I can with it. You know, I'm a downhill runner, so fight for the tough yards. And I just get my all and play with my whole heart every game.
How would you assess your blocking ability?
My blocking ability is what needs work. You know, I'm going in there to play. I know how to block, but my technique can always be better. You know, I just have to go in there and be ready to improve as a player and focus on what these coaches want to teach me, and I think that I'll be okay at the end of the year.
Did you have any inkling that the Patriots were going to take you at this point?
You know, a lot of teams say, you know, that they're going to do certain things, but I was just sitting and waiting on a call. And whenever I got a call, I was going to be very thankful for it. You know, New England would have been, you know, couldn't have been any more perfect. That's a team that has a history with LSU players. It's a team that wins championships. So I'm just looking forward into going into New England and playing with a lot of guys that know what it takes to win and becoming a part of this team.
You mentioned the Patriots and a history with LSU guys. Have you met Kevin Falk? I know, you know, he was at LSU, you know, 12 years ago, but have you met him?
I have met him. You know, Falk's been back down to Baton Rouge probably a total of probably two or three times that I've seen him. I've been able to talk to him, you know, once or twice, but I don't know him on a personal level, but I have met him before. Yes, I have.
Well, you tied him with your 15 touchdowns this year.
Say that again.
You and he both scored 15 touchdowns. It's fourth on your team school's all-time list.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, the stats, really, I try not to pay too much attention to. I just go out there and play ball, and they actually told me that at the end of the year that I tied Kevin Falk's record. And, you know, I thought that was pretty neat, and I ended up going to the same team that he's at right now.
Have you come across Shane Vereen at all during the pre-draft process?
Are y'all there?
Yeah. Have you met Shane Vereen at all in this pre-draft process?
I have, man. I got to talk with Shane Vereen at the combine up in Indianapolis. And he's a quality guy, you know, a guy that's a hard worker. He's a very humble guy, and he's a great player. And that's another back that we're going to go in there and try to learn and go and develop together, you know, and help each other out.
For fans who might not know or that much about you, what do you kind of see as your biggest strength?
Man, my biggest strength, I think, is just going in there and finishing out games. You know, when the fourth quarter comes around, if you need that running game to go in there and finish it out, I think I get stronger as the game goes on.
You kind of, the Patriots last year put a big emphasis on like the 4-minute offense. They got a lead, they got to close out the game, keep the clock running. Is that something you kind of pride yourself in, that, you know, if a team has a lead at the end of the game, you can kind of keep the ball control?
I would have to say I do. You know, Coach Miles, it's kind of the role that I had at LSU. You know, I kind of ran the ball in between the tackles. And when we needed somebody to go in there and close out the game and run the ball, that was my job. So, you know, however the Patriots want to use me, you know, if that's the role that I feel for their team and if their team needs for me, what they need for me to do, then I would more than willing to do that. So I've done it before. You know, I've gone, that's been my job to close out games. And if that's what they need, then I'll be more than willing.
What type of things do you do away from the football field?
Away from the football field, man, I'm from Mississippi, so I'm a big hunter and fisherman. And when I'm not on the field, that's where you'll find me, in the woods or somewhere like that. So I'm pretty, you know, much a country boy at heart.
You guys had a really good rivalry with Arkansas. What are your thoughts about playing with Ryan Mallett?
Man, Ryan Mallett is a player. You know, I know we game plan for Arkansas the last 4 years that I've been on the team, that his name has come up in the scouting report as somebody that we were focused on. So I'm very excited for Ryan Mallett, you know, to be able to come in there and learn from the best quarterback in the league with Tom Brady. You know, it's going to be an honor to go in there and play with a guy like that. And also a great guy that Ryan Mallett can go in there and learn from.
You said you like to hunt a lot. What's the best, I guess, kill you've ever had?
You know, I started deer hunting at a young age, and I ended up transitioning to duck hunting in the last 4 or 5 years. So the best kill that I'd have to say I've had would be a limit of ducks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank y'all so much.